History is usually considered to be memories. That doesn't always have to be, though. Isn't it a lot more exciting to have a walk through history be at an actual location rather than in maybe a book or a video? Every year, Preservation New Jersey presents a list of the top 10 endangered historic places in the state with the hope that bringing attention to their precarious state will inspire action to preserve them. This year's list features locations that range from entertainment venues to dining establishments to firehouses, believe it or not. Joining us now from Preservation New Jersey to review this year's list is Courtney Mercer. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
And you can check out the list as well. More importantly, get involved with the work of Preservation New Jersey at preservationnj.org. Before we get into the list, Courtney, what are some of the requirements, prerequisites a site has to be enduring, I guess, to make this list?
First and foremost, that it be in imminent danger. That meaning that it's going to either be demolished or it's going to fall down because nobody's taking care of it in the near future. We also look for structures of historic significance so that they're significant to the community, significant to the state, or nationally. We can't, of course, save every single historic structure in the state. And so we look to the ones that do have some type of history that really resonates either locally or statewide. And finally, we do hope to have a group, a grassroots organization behind the structure. Every once in a while, we will list a structure that doesn't have some type of organization behind it. And unfortunately, those are the ones that tend to not make it, not be successful. We list the structures. We share them with the community. It's a great PR boost for the structures, but Preservation New Jersey itself doesn't have funding, and we don't have a lot of manpower to do the work to save the structures themselves. We really depend on grassroots efforts to make it happen.
Do you think, too, that the list every year brings about a greater education, information about that local area's history, no matter what the individual structure or location might be, and encourages more people to do just that, join into the people power side of the equation?
Absolutely. Often we have one or two people who are really rallying for structure, and it being listed, first of all, gives a credibility. It says, okay, it's not just these two neighbors who are interested in saving this structure. Someone at the statewide level has recognized this. And then often they'll get either funding or manpower to help in their efforts just by being on the list and the press that comes along with it.
It's been surprising, too, over the years. This might be going back probably as far as I can remember. There was a point in time where the Monmouth Battlefield, if I recall correctly, actually made your organization's list because that's how far out of care and repair that state park had fallen into.
Yes, sometimes we do, unfortunately, have government properties, including such important things like the battlefield. Princeton Battlefield's been on this year. We actually have the East Point Lighthouse, which is owned by the state. That one's not necessarily from disrepair. That's from climate change. But, yeah, often government buildings and government structures are on the list just because the resources are thin when you get to the government level.
Looking at the list, as I said in the intro, it's a wide range, everything from lighthouses to train terminals to, let's look at the Lee Brothers Park Pavilion in Mount Arlington, Lake Apacon, because that's one of the structures, one of the few remaining structures that takes that area back to when it used to be a great hub of entertainment. You had used to have back in the 30s and 40s, worldwide famous people vacation there, Abbott and Costello, Glenn Miller used to perform in Lake Apacon. There's a rich heritage that this is one of the last surviving structures that represent those times.
Absolutely. And Robert Lee, who donated the structure and the property around it to Morris County, did so specifically because what we're seeing around Lake Apacon are the older structures being torn down and being replaced with, newer, flashier, bigger structures. The cottages are going away. So that was the exact reason why it was donated to the county, and the county's done a good job of maintaining the property itself, but not this structure. And so we're hoping by it being on the list, it'll give a little nudge. There's actually money already dedicated to it. They just need to start spending it to bring the structure, stabilize it, and bring it back to its glory days.
Now, anywhere in northern New Jersey, if you said Larazin's Turkey Farm, it was almost, you didn't even need to give directions. Everyone knew where it was. Unfortunately, the Times forced it to shut its doors after a lengthy history. And but nevertheless, the structure still has its historic value. And I guess out of sight, out of mind is coming to play here.
Yeah, you know what? I grew up in North Jersey, but my grandparents lived down the shore. We drove up and down Route 206 ourselves, and Larazin's Turkey Farm was always just one of those icons along the trip. We'd stop in every once in a while, but just seeing it, I knew I was almost home, right? and it's just such a shame, this one. There's no reason for that structure to have to come down. They just want to replace it with, you know, a pad CVS, and it's really our opinion, disgraceful. They could get the residential development in there around it without taking the structure down.
Is that usually is that a common situation that you find with the locations to place on the list? It's like, okay, it'd be great to keep it, but what are we going to do with it if we keep it?
Yes. So adaptive reuse is really important, and it just need some creative thinking, you know. And if we harken back to, you mentioned that firehouses are on the list. Those are at risk because they're obsolete, right? You can't fit the bigger equipment in them. But you can do so many interesting things with them. People have made them into community centers, libraries. They make wonderful restaurants, really neat housing. People just need to think creatively. The buildings absolutely can be reused.
There are some towns, Ogdensburg, New Jersey, springs to mind, that converted their old firehouse into a fire department museum because they actually had so much stock of their history stockpiled, sitting and gathering dust. Why not put it out for people to see? And you know, charge a couple of bucks. Maybe you wind up with a nice little revenue maker.
Yep.
We're talking with Courtney Mercer from Preservation New Jersey about this year's top 10 list of endangered locations throughout the state, preservationnj.org. You can read the list and get involved with the organization. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. This one I never heard of, the U.S. Animal Quarantine Station. Now, the name alone makes you think, well, why would you want to save that? Because of just the sound of it. It's in Clifton and Passaic County, but nevertheless, it does have a significant part of history.
Yes, this one goes back to, the turn of the century when all sorts of things were coming in on ships, and we wanted to make sure, the United States wanted to make sure that, you know, animals coming in didn't have diseases before they kind of let them go. It was known as the Ellis Island for animals. A lot of very interesting buildings. It was actually kind of a planned community. It's laid out in a grid network. It's very neat. And some of the buildings have been reused by the city of Clifton, but there's 20-some-odd buildings on the site, and a lot have gone into disrepair. There's a nonprofit organization rallying to save the rest of the buildings and come up with creative uses for them, and we're hoping by having it on list this year for them, we will get them some more manpower and possibly some funding.
I was reading about the Van Ness House, which made the list. It's in Fairfield in Essex County, and first thing I thought of was in Montague. It's called the Foster Armstrong Historic Museum site. It's a home that was, I think, built 16 years before this country was created. It was built in the late 1750s, I believe. It's been beautifully restored. They have historical society meetings, tours, everything else going on. You look around what's left of what was around that house, because I think it was originally a 50-acre lot with a grist mill and everything. But that's an example where, although that's sort of like in a secluded area, there are other locations, such as the Van Ness House, that could probably learn from that example.
Yes, the Van Ness House really just needs that grassroots effort to save it. You know, it's municipally owned, so it's actually hard per state law for them to take it down. But that doesn't mean that they have to put any money in it, and what could happen is what we call demolition by neglect. Basically, if you don't maintain it, it will fall down on its own. And that's what we fear with this property. The municipality, it's a small municipality. They don't have the resources to kind of maintain it themselves, and they're really looking for some nonprofit organization, perhaps a museum, to take it over. There is, because it's municipally owned, and or if a nonprofit took it over, there is grant money, not just there's capital money as well as planning money to figure out what to do with the structure. They just have to go after it.
So again, we get down to the issue of people power, which is one of the roles that Preservation New Jersey plays in connecting the projects and have need for people with the people, because when you go to the list on preservationnj.org, you can see points of contact for each of these elements if there is a project or a restoration effort being made. If not, well, who's to say you can't be the one to start one? There's something to add to your list of things to do. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to have as part of your legacy if you're indeed looking for one, to be able to say that I played a role in making sure that that lighthouse, that firehouse, that historic structure remained for people to experience, not just read about and stare at photos about. You can see this year's Top 10 Endangered New Jersey Historic Place list at preservationnj.org. Learn more as well about getting involved with the organization, supporting it, and helping be a part of the education process that they do indeed offer. And from Preservation New Jersey, we've been joined by Courtney Mercer. Courtney, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing the story. And yes, I love your idea of people taking up the ones that don't have volunteers already.